Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today are the Philadelphia-based band Disco Biscuits, who did something differently for their new album, Planet Anthem. Instead of capturing their amazing live set, they concentrated on making as good a studio album as they could, utilizing their new spacious studio here in our fair city. A lot of Disco Biscuits' energy has been concentrated on the incredible live experience with the band, including their annual Camp Bisco weekend that's coming up July 15th through the 17th this year in upstate New York. The band incorporates electronic instruments into the live context in a unique way. I started out by having the band explain how this new album, Planet Anthem, came together.
We wrote all the songs in the studio, and we made demo versions of them, and then we invited producers from all around the world to come to Philadelphia, or we went to them, sometimes in Europe, sometimes in other places in America, and just played the songs with them and developed the songs into what they became for the album. So there's sort of a multi-step process, and a lot of different musicians and producers were involved. It was a great experience.
That takes a lot of patience.
It took a lot of patience. One of the things that's really nice about our studio is it's become like a center for creative, it's a sort of just a creative center in Philadelphia for young musicians. And that was how we always imagined that it would be when we first saw the studio. Like, this could be a kind of a clubhouse for young musicians in Philly. And about a year into having the studio, that kind of clubhouse vibe started to happen. And Harry and Alex were working across the hallway, and I was just thinking this morning on the way down here about how funny it was the first time I ever met them, and, you know, the conversation we had about, maybe we'll collaborate sometime, you know, and thinking about here we are 4 years later, and, you know, we kind of live together at this point. You know, we've been together in the studio for all those years, written so much music together, and now we're here and, you know, performing it together.
Yeah, and we're really lucky because they don't tour with you, right? You guys are busy.
Correct.
So it's cool that you're here. Well, you want to start off with something from Planet Anthem? What do you want to begin with?
We're going to begin with a song called On Time.
Cool.
And we made an EP of this song and a couple of others. So this is a good one to start off with.
By the baby is on time.
Skubitska. It's our live today on the cafe, and that is the undeniable tune On Time, which is the first thing we heard that ended up on this new album, Planet Anthem, when the first EP started coming out. And yeah, you put out, how many EPs were out before the full length?
We released two EPs plus a little pre-EP, which was on the website, just a download. And then we actually printed two physical EPs, and now we're on the album.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Okay, here you are. We are on nominally on Penn's campus, and you are the most famous non-Penn graduates we've interviewed.
John graduated, actually.
Congratulations.
I talked him into it.
It was really cool because he didn't know about it for about 2 years. The requirements to graduate in electrical engineering changed a couple years after we had left school and we were out on tour, and he got a letter one day saying, "Hey, by the way, your diploma's here waiting for you." And I've just been waiting for the requirements to change in the anthropology department.
So I just share John's.
Now, tell me how different it was. How different was the band than what you've evolved into? Are the elements of what is still Disco Biscuits the same?
It's very similar in terms of our philosophy. And although our philosophy has changed a little bit in how we play music and what kind of technologies we'll allow ourselves to use as the years have gone on. But when you're at the live show, the Disco Biscuits are the Disco Biscuits. You know, we get up there and we interact together. It's a musical conversation. So that's one thing that's never going to change. There's the individuals in the band. And we've grown accustomed to conversing with each other musically over the years. But definitely in the studio, things have changed enormously.
The ethos of the improvisation is the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you mentioned technology, and I guess one of the things you haven't really embraced samplers as such in the past, and a little bit more of that going on this.
We were the band that prided ourselves on not using samplers, but mimicking electronic music live. And we still do that every night, you know, but we've incorporated extra technology, especially between Alan and Aaron and their use of their computers and how they sync them up together and time code. And it really opens the door to what we're able to do improvisationally and compositionally.
And Alan and Aaron means drums and
that's
keyboards.
That's the drums and keyboards.
I was reading about some of this. It's fascinating. So if you start pushing the beat, the computers will speed up. Both of them will speed up. So it's like it's much more natural sounding.
Right.
It allows us to have the computer flexible in case our improvisation takes different twists and turns. The computer needs to be able to go with us. So it's important. That was an important step towards allowing ourselves to use the technology. Before we could do that, we really couldn't use the samplers. But now that we've gotten them to rock and roll with us, we've decided that they're pretty awesome.
When it got to the point where we could manipulate the computers live, in time, on stage, you know, when the technology got to that point, we said, well, we can do this now. We can change our philosophy slightly, but ultimately it's staying in the framework of what we do, which is we do a lot of improv. Cutting edge, you know, progressive electronic improv.
The computer gets treated as an instrument as opposed to just a backing track.
Right. Disco Biscuits are our guests today, and we are hearing, I guess for you guys, relatively short versions of the new songs from Planet Anthem. And what's next?
Up next, we have a song that we also wrote in our studio in Philadelphia. This one's called Fish Out of Water.
Magazine. Then I rolled into one.
Fish Out of Water, a Disco Biscuits ballad. Who would have thunk?
You gotta have one.
That's one of the new ones. As the band is live in the studio today. It's a bunch of cool things you guys have going on. I wanted to mention. One of them is the work you're doing with a Philly school, putting solar panels on their roof. You're doing a benefit for this? This is, what is it? It's a Bisco Power Mission?
The BPM, the Bisco Power Mission. It's the Greenfield School in Philadelphia, and we're contributing to a project that they had already undergone, which is to build a solar power station as part of the school to help them, you know, get their electricity and also to teach the students about the technology.
How'd you get involved with that?
We looked for a recipient. I am involved with a organization called Headcount, which is notoriously a voter registration organization. And after the election last year, the leadership in Headcount started to shift our focus towards six issues, and we started to approach all of the different bands that we work with to figure out what was the issue, the hotbed issue that would get that band excited in 2009 and 2010 when it's not a presidential election year. And we wanted to keep the enthusiasm that the bands were showing the organization going. And the Disco Biscuits chose sustainable energy as our issue. And that was one of, we actually, Headcount went out and polled all of the kids across the country to see what the six issues that people cared about most in our scene. And so from those six, we chose sustainable energy. That's kind of our issue. It's one that John feels very strongly about. And we came up with the idea to do Bisco Power Mission, and we asked for people to apply for grants, and we had 26 different schools or different projects, housing projects in the New York and Philadelphia area apply for the grant. And we ended up choosing Greening Greenfield, which is a nonprofit organization that the Greenfield School has already started up. So in terms of the red tape of going to the school board and approving all of the things that have to get approved in order to give a grant, believe it or not, there's a lot of red tape to just give people money. And we found this one school was kind of not so far along in their endeavors that they couldn't use the help, but far enough along that they had dealt with all of those issues, and it was a really good fit for us.
So the BPM will have more grants coming later, that kind of thing.
I think that we're hoping that this is something that we're going to able to continue to contribute to.
Disco Biscuits are live today, and we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
I think we're going to play, what's this one, Big Wrecking Ball?
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice Sender Homer track. David Dye Extra Special. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't stop your taking over, your dues don't matter till your days are through, and they put their little fingers on you, baby. It's just their way of checking if it's really you, and you know you're gonna ride and smile on a mission. The tabloids talking, but you don't listen. The high class kick-ass big splash jokes, everybody wants to be just like you. They say that you're so crazy, you're big time, big time, baby. The world is ending, baby. You're big time, big time, baby. Feel hot, cause the day is long, and you wanna get some, but it won't be long. You're like a big wrecking ball when you come on through, and there's no one else out there making quite so cool. And you wanna come cry on my shoulder, baby. We all freak out of our instant cages. You wanna get high and shine like we do, cause everybody wants to get a piece of you. And they say
Big Wrecking Ball
performance in our studio from Disco Biscuits, who have their own studio across town here in Philadelphia. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. There is more, including another podcast. That is our World Cafe Next podcast and lots more at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks a lot for downloading us here on the World Cafe.